Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second, the center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third, the first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kevin Koble. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kevin Koble. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Miguel Dillon. Batting second, the second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Steve Davis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Caudill. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Caudill. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Dillon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Mozzilli moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Mozzilli moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel Dillon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillon hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Norman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Norman scores. Koble moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Steve Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman scores. One out. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLone bunts towards third. Hebner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLone. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. DeLone steals second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeLone scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Steve Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Mozilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble is 0-for-0 in the game. Koble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Koble reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill is 0-for-1 in the game. Caudill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caudill moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner bunts towards third. Hebner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 2 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Kevin Koble. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tavares bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Caudill covering. Safe. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kim for a passed ball. Tavares moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavares scores. Maddox moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutter is called out on strikes. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball towards right. Youngblood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Youngblood. Dillard moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Kelvin Chapman. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter juggles the ball. That's an error on Sutter. Norman moves to second. Doug Flynn pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. John Stearns pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Flynn now playing second base. Neil Allen now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vail is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ivan De Jesu now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maddox strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozilli strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares scores. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sergio Ferrer pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields the ball and throws to second. Kelleher drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kelleher. Norman moves to second. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Neil Allen. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tid Roe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Trevino now catching. Andy Hosler now pitching. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.